I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Hope rose on Thursday as Israel and Hamas signed the first phase of a ceasefire deal in Egypt. The deal includes the release of Hamas hostages and a partial withdrawal of Israeli forces from Gaza. It's the first step toward a larger, hoped-for peace agreement. But Nuna, with Triumph for Mercy Lebanon, says, candidly,
this peace treaty that is in the Middle East, I'm not so sure it's going to stand. I think it's a false peace. But at least it will give us a bit of a relief for a time.
Significant diplomatic questions remain. But in a coincidence that only God could have arranged, the Beirut House of Prayer planned months ago to have an international prayer assembly October 9th through the 11th.
We're just coming and just pouring our hearts before God, just asking for His will and for the knowledge of His glory to be released in these nations.
Join us in praying for the Middle East. And here's a quick Bible quiz for you. What did Jesus, Peter, Paul, Barnabas and Phoebe all have in common?
Some people had leading roles, others worked backstage, but all of them were catalysts who equipped the church and empowered it to reach the world.
Dane says Unfolding Word follows their example to be a catalyst for the global church in today's context.
We want to see the church go throughout the world, and it was always God's primary means of reaching the world in the first place. Is the Church of Jesus Christ.
Unfolding Word works with indigenous churches and church planting networks to see a church in every people group and a Bible in every language. Along with teaching believers how to do church-centric Bible translation, partnership is a key catalytic component. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join together in praying for them from October 12th through the 26th. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.